This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Go hippie queers. If that ain't the title of this fucking show, then I'm out.
Oh, shit.
See?
Well, now I'm over here breaking stuff. I'm so excited to get started. Holy shit. Oh, hey. All right.
Yeah, just fucking leave it.
Hey, fuck off.
Just don't touch it. Just leave it. Go leave it.
That's what she said. Oh. You've been listening to songs by Dr. Hook. And the medicine show for
and
some
the
reason.
Medicine show. Yes.
Not to forget the medicine show, for fuck's sake.
No, you can't. Yeah, medicine show is an integral part of Dr. Hook's gimmick.
Listen to the song Only 16 by Dr. Hook. And it's another guy and Dr. Hook at a microphone. And the other guy starts singing. And Dr. Hook eventually joins in. But he's got this really bent up cowboy hat on, Dr. Hook does, and a leather eye patch that I bet on the inside smelled great.
Fucking gross. Jesus.
It looked like it smelled real bad. And you told me that he Sammy Davis that eye out? Is that what he did?
Car accident, I guess. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Sammy Davis.
Sandy Duncan that thing right out of there.
Sammy Davis, Sandy Duncan. She's the one I love.
How did she lose her eye?
Who? Sandy Duncan?
Yeah. Oh, a benign brain tumor behind her eye socket. 71 at the age of 24.
No kidding.
Surgery to remove the tumor, which caused severe headaches and vision loss, damaged the optic nerve, leaving her blind in that eye and without depth perception.
Yeah, some optic nerve.
Getting on my last optic
nerve. Getting on my last optic nerve. And she lived to be in her 70s, well into her 70s, right?
Oh, let's see. When did she? Dude, she is 79 years old and still with us.
She's still alive? Every time
she was born in 46.
I was at my dad's today. Every time we see each other, he's just like, hey, is so-and-so still alive? Like, he wants to know. He's got, like, a list of five people he wants to know if they're still alive.
Who does?
My dad.
Your pop?
So we have to go through. And Dad thinks dad thinks everyone smoked themselves to death.
Oh, yeah?
So my dad...
Your dad never was a smoker,
no,
was he?
Not no, at all. No. Yeah. No, but he is convinced, and I forget... Don't make me look up the name because I don't know. But somebody I looked up for him, I say, you'll love this story, actually. It was so-and-so, it was a she, her back hurt. So she went to a doctor, and it turns out she had stage 4 colon cancer.
Oof.
Okay. And my dad goes, well, yeah, she smoked herself to death. And I go, would she smoke out of her asshole? He goes. Well, no, but you know how, you know, like the cancer goes to different places. My dad is an ignoramus. He doesn't know anything. He's 78. He's a dummy.
I could see Ron looking at you going, save it for your podcast.
Oh, let's see.
Is this something you guys do every week?
He's got a list of people he wants to know. He goes, hey, could you get actresses on your phone too? I go, yeah. He goes, well, I like some of these female actresses. Some of them are nice to look at. I had Drew Barrymore show on, and she had Halle Berry on. She's nice to look at. I go, yeah, Dad. Uh-huh. I know, Dad. And then you know how you have that thing where you go, man, my back hurts all the time. Like I want, because I'm just, no, you're just fat and you're out of shape and. Maybe if you lifted some weights, you'd feel better, you fat fuck, you know? You don't have cancer. You're just a mess. Just fucking walk through a store today to get some slippers, and I'm fucking out of breath.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's time to find another way.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Well, have another fucking code red there, fatty.
You got nothing to say to me.
What?
Mm. Boy, that's good, though. Fucking hell. Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they keep fucking making it.
I spent $70 at fucking Costco yesterday, and it was all products of questionable fucking, Coke and...
Yeah.
Uncrustables.
Questions of product... products of questionable nutrition. Right? Is that what you're trying to say? Is that what I'm trying to say?
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say. I have no idea.
So you bought products of questionable nutrition
mm-hmm.
in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
got dick in bulk.
Slippers are the least of your problems.
Buddy,
you're going to need compression socks, back support, insulin.
Oh, how dare you, insulin. I don't know the way I'm sweating. Who knows?
Fucking Beavis or no, your butthead.
Yeah. Butthead's the great big fat one, yeah.
Butthead. God damn. Dude, that one where he fucking fell down the goddamn stairs.
Oh, where they're trying to get the couch upstairs?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They were coming back from the store. Ooh. And he's riding his scooter and he has to walk up the stairs and then he falls.
Oh.
And Beavis like runs him over with his
scooter. Oh, yeah. The season 3 one. Yeah, I just said that. I didn't see that.
God damn.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I knew you'd enjoy those.
God. I haven't watched them all yet, but...
Oh, old Beavis and Butthead are all over that season 3.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a couple episodes in season 1 and 2, but they are all over season 3.
Good. Good. Yes. Speaking of dead people, we got any Deadpool updates or anything?
Oh! You know what? I did check on Woody Williams. He's still alive. The comedian I got, he's 102. Yeah. Yes! I bet he's hilarious. Woody Williams. I bet he's hysterical.
He's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Man, I had a fucking wild fucking dream over the weekend about our show and kind of the Deadpool.
Oh, you had a dream about our Deadpool.
Well, I can't remember, and it seemed, it was one of those dreams where you wake up in the morning and then you go back to sleep. And you have one of those really fucking intense mm-hmm. dreams that seem real, you know, very real. And I don't even remember where I was, what I was doing, how this all happened, but I ran into one of the personalities on our Deadpool.
Oh.
And I think it's one. I know it's one on mine. Can't remember if you've got him too, and I think you do. And we just, like, we're sitting at a bar or something. I may have been traveling for work, maybe, which I don't do anymore, but I may have been in the dream. And we're talking, and it's like a really fun conversation. You know, we got time to kill. And I said, I after a while, because I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, I wonder if I should tell this guy that, you know, me and my co-host have him on a Deadpool.
Uh-huh.
And so I finally did. You know, it's like, well, this is either going to fucking end this conversation or, you know, whatever. Fucking hilarious. Was cracking up. And so I fucking asked this dude. It's like, or no. This guy says to me, he goes, well, maybe I should come on your podcast. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, and like I said, this is all a dream. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? So we set up a time and
mm-hmm.
a day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you about it. It's going to make it a surprise.
Oh, that would have infuriated me.
So I come in here and I get, we got another mic sitting over. I get another mic set up, tested and everything, and stash this guy in the fucking bathroom or something. And you get here and we sit here and banter like we do for a few minutes before we start recording. And I fucking bring him in. It's fucking Bill Shatner.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. And fucking.
Is he on your Deadpool wildest. This year?
Yeah, he's on mine. He's on yours too, I think.
No, not on mine.
It was, dude, it was the wildest dream, but it seems so fucking real.
Let me pull up the Deadpool. I don't think he's on. He was on yours last year, Shatner was.
Dude, the guy's like 99. I don't think I took him off.
I don't have him on here. Joanne Woodward is Belle Perone, Joe Biden, Farrakhan, Eva Marie Saint, Attenborough, Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz is fucking hanging on.
I know.
What the fuck is that?
The guy was dead like 2 weeks ago.
They made it sound like he was, you know, skipping rope with the Grim Reaper, and now he's fucking hanging on like Jimmy Carter, this fucking asshole.
I guess I don't.
I know you did last year.
I did last year. I must have taken it. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I took him off.
Here is a 2 minute and 20 second excerpt from Woody Woodbury's Laughing Room, 1960.
No, oh, Jesus.
Are you ready to laugh? Is my question for you.
Sure.
Okay. I don't think you're ready to laugh, though, but let's find and see how funny he was.
He's drunk. Oh, he's so loaded. He stumbled into the doctor's office. He said, Doc, I got a terrible stomachache. The doctor x-rayed him. Developed this print. He said, good heavens, man. He said, you've got a bouquet of roses in your stomach. How'd they get in there? Drunk said, why the hell don't you look at the card?
I will throw this drink in your face.
Why don't you look at the card?
Jeff,
That's so bad.
I cannot believe you're laughing at that.
It's so bad. Holy shit.
People are pounding the fucking tables in 1960. It was a different time.
This doctor lived with his wife in this fourth floor apartment, this cooperative building. So he came home, got on the elevator, went up. Wife greeted him at the door. She said, what's the matter, dear? Let me take your handbag. Did you have a rough day at the office today? You look exhausted. The doctor said, no, what isn't that? It's that caretaker down there in the first floor. Every time I walk in this building, he starts bragging to me about how he's made love to every woman in this apartment building except one. The doctor's wife says, must be that snooty Mrs. McGinley on the seventh floor.
Get it? Because she fucked him.
Did she?
Get it?
Wow. Boy, that's hacky. Jesus.
But these people are in hysterics.
This wealthy Texan who has insomnia, and it's got him half crazy. So he went to this old country doctor, and the doctor says, well, now, I could prescribe a lot of tranquilizing drugs for you. He says, why don't you just employ a little common sense? When a person can't sleep, as long as he's in physically good condition, it's probably a mental condition that he's undergoing. So instead of trying to fight it with tranquilizers, he says, why don't you just use a little common sense? He says, when you go home tonight, He says, just get into the bed. He says, and tell the various physical members of your body to go to sleep. Say, toes go to sleep, ankles go to sleep, feet go to sleep, legs go to sleep, thighs go to sleep, stomach go to sleep, chest go to sleep. Next thing you know, you'll be in dreamland. So this guy stumbled out of the doctor's office thinking he must be crazy. So we got home, got in bed, and he says, all right, toes go to sleep, feet go to sleep, ankles go to sleep, legs go to sleep, knees go to sleep.
Everybody, this, I'm telling you, this better be the payoff of the century, because I've had it.
Fucking... Put your fucking brain to sleep, you fat Irish prick.
Eyes go to sleep, stomach go to sleep, chest go to sleep, elbows go to sleep. Just then his wife walked in a sheer negligee. He says, look, everybody up! Everybody up!
Anyway.
Well, that's just comedy gold, Jerry. Comedy gold.
Lives to be 102.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks had to die at 36. Fucking hell. Woody Woodbury. Ooh. I have an update we should do.
Okay.
Because I spoke on last week's show, I made reference to the fact that Larry Summers, the detestable former president of Harvard.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. had sent emails to Jeffrey Epstein trying to get advice on how to get this girl. And I had assumed it was some college girl that he was trying to bang. Turns out it was a girl in her mid-30s that he used to bang, and then she kind of broke it off.
Oh.
So that's what that was. K.U. Jin. 2018 and 19. So she was in her mid to late 30s then, so he wasn't trying to bang college girls.
Okay.
No evidence that he trafficked any kids or anything like that, but Epstein offered to be his wingman on that deal for the Asian girl.
Well.
Yeah, she friend-zoned him. I guess he was, sounds like he was banging her for a bit. And she kind of went, wait a minute, this guy's a fossil and I'm in my mid-30s.
What am I doing?
What am I doing with my life? Complained about being a friend without benefits. Or in a gift-giving competition. This guy, you know, he just didn't realize he's...
Yeah.
You know, finished in the business. You know. Anyway, man. Did not want to give the impression Larry Summers was out there trying to get 20-year-olds. Which, again, everyone wants to fuck a 20-year-old, like I said last week.
Nothing wrong with getting 20-year-olds,
nope.
Right?
No. No, they'll have people that will still tell you that even though, you know. If you're an old guy still trying to fuck
a young girl. Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, it's, you know,
it's legal.
Well.
Right?
You had sex with Willa Maston? Why not? She's 18 and legal, in a scene from In the Heat of the Night. It's fucking Carol O'Connor and some guy and
yeah.
He goes, well, why not? She's 18 and legal. And the fucking Carol O'Connor with the line read of the century goes, she's retarded.
Yeah, she's retarded. Yeah,
she's dead. She's a retarded.
She's retarded.
She's retarded.
But still legal.
That was his argument.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why you're doing this to me. I ain't done nothing. You had sex with Willa Maston. Nothing wrong with that. She's 18 and legal. She's retarded.
Fucking Emmy right there. Whatever.
She's retarded. And then I believe his rebuttal to that is, it's not in this video, but his rebuttal to that is, that don't mean she can't have sex.
Which, right.
Bulletproof reasoning there. Genius.
Bulletproof reasoning, Cletus.
I ain't done nothing. You had sex with Willa Maston. Ain't nothing wrong with that. She's 18 and legal. She's retarded.
That, I mean, buddy. Whew. Man, oh man.
Oh,
God damn. I wish people would get over this. Oh, old TV was so much better. No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was always bad. Yeah. And it just, you know, excellence was the exception. It was always bad. There's that scene in Walker, Texas Ranger. Do you ever see that one? Hang on. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It's Walker and a little kid and a couple of adults. They're all standing around outside talking.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm not even going to ruin it. Let's see.
Seems so much shorter than a week, but in some ways, a lot longer.
I know what you mean.
So it's Walker and a 7 or 8 year old boy getting out of a truck.
Okay.
They're pulling some trailer.
Oh. It's okay, Aunt Alex. I'm a man now.
Oh. Thank you.
She's trying to suck his cock.
That reservation still standing?
Barely.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Buddy, I mean...
Walker told me I had AIDS.
That is a high-fiber wallop. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? That is the worst script writing I've ever heard.
Sounds like that little kid in that wheelchair that tries to sell you on fucking Jerry's Kids or whatever the fuck it is.
What's that kid's name? I know you hate him.
I hate that little fucking munchkin motherfucker. I'd kick him in the teeth if I ever fucking saw him.
He's all over those commercial he's in. He's trying to give you a blanket for free.
I don't want your fucking blanket. Oh, Shriners Hospital. That's what it is.
It is Shriners, yes. It is.
Fuck you. Get back in your fucking hole, you hobbit. Don't need your fucking blanket.
No, beat
you don't
your
need
blanket.
My check.
I got blankets because I've had jobs in my life. Right. I've got blankets, you fucking mongrel. Beat it.
Fucking mole.
Do you have an underground dwelling to get to, you sightless creature?
go back to the Judds.
The Judds. Judds. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. Yes. Judds.
Judds.
Judds. Judds, baby. Fucking... Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. That kid does suck.
Oh, he's fucking annoying as shit.
Oh, fucking hell.
Caleb, that's that fucking asshole's name.
Caleb is
that little fucker. This little cocksucker right here.
I know exactly.
I'd fucking kick him in the fucking teeth.
What's left of him?
Fucking steal his wheelchair. Crawl home, you fucking idiot.
He fucking going down the road driving some cripple's wheelchair. Mr. Drayton, you know why I stopped you? Yeah, I do.
Instead of crip walking, you can crip crawl, you fucking burden. Get yourself a fucking crip-mobile or something to drive around in.
I'd drive a crip-mobile. That sounds awesome.
Fuck yeah. Snoop sitting next to you, blazing a fucking fatty in the old crip-mobile.
But if we had a check, he'd fucking come. That motherfucker would do anything for a check. He's the selling a motherfucker that ever sold out. Holy fucking dog shit.
He's 16?
He was
Jesus
only
Christ,
16.
He's been doing this for 30 years. Dude, I'm serious. I am 55 fucking years old, and I've been seeing that kid on commercials. Forever 16, my ass. It's a conspiracy.
I mind control.
Caleb, the adorable boy from Shriners commercials, get fucked.
I'd push him down a fucking flight of stairs like John Wick 4.
Customize! Shut the fuck up, god damn it. Stupid fucking emu.
Welcome to Seth.
Oh, shut up. God, get rat. To the fucking bit.
Another rat.
My story.
There he is.
I was born with osteogenesis imperfecta or brittle bone disease.
What?
I've broken my bones.
Hang on. Let's see if we can.
He's got brittle bone disease. That's all I.
Let's see if we can.
Just taking a shit out of the question.
Let's go here and see if that helps. No, that didn't help either.
Slow it down to see if we can understand it.
I've had 11 surgeries.
He's right in the fucking slot. You know, some people ask me.
Millions around the world. And today he's chatting with me. Caleb, it's so good to see
you. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's a fucking.
That kid is hammered. You know, some people ask, am I still the brittle bone disease? No.
Am I still the leukemia?
Jesus Christ.
You know, you're wondering whether I'm still
the liquor.
The liquor.
No.
Guess what?
What?
I'm on top of the liquor.
Oh.
I am the monkey in charge of bananas.
Bananas.
What's my secret? This little device right here. I just
bananas.
Guess what?
What?
I'm on top of the liquor. I am the monkey in charge of bananas.
I'm the monkey in charge of the bananas.
What's my secret? This little device right here. I just take a little blow. And it tells me when it's time for a little top up. Because when I first got this, I used to ride it around 0.20, which is fucking wasted, 24/7. But now, I leave it at 0.12, which is perfect. It's right in the fucking slot, just past the click. That wonderful moment, just like Julian.
Right in the fucking slot is an inspired piece of writing. If it was written and not ad-libbed, that was inspired.
Look at that, 0.10.
Oh.
Time for a little drinky poo. Cheers, genitals.
So I have a news segment we can do, or we could watch something I did not know existed until maybe 12 hours ago. It's a 1979 episode of at home, what do they call those? After school specials, or it was something like that.
It was educational.
Right. 1979, starring Maureen McCormick from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
It's called When Jenny When. And the upshot of the show is she decided that she has to fuck boys to keep them around.
This is a legit after school special?
It's real. Yep.
Why?
I watched the first 60 seconds last night, and it opens in like a counselor's office, and they're talking about it. Maureen and this gal.
How long is it?
22 minutes.
That's back when commercials weren't fucking 15 minutes of your half hour.
It was still 22 minutes.
All right. Boy, do we do the news and save that for, 20 minutes, man. If this is as good as it sounds, that'd probably be a full fucking show.
1979, Maureen McCormick.
And what's it called?
When Jenny When. let's listen to the first couple of minutes.
All right, okay.
It's 24 and a half minutes. Hang on, let me. Ooh, yes. This little wreck on Marie McCormick. Hang on, let me swing this around for you.
1979. 79.
Mm-hmm.
So this was what? during the Brady Bunch?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know when there was an original run, and they came back, and they did a variety of specials, and then
that's true.
I don't know the honest answer to that. Oh, it's a hunky guy in the locker. There's Marie McCormick with her tiny mouth, her fucking dolphin mouth. No way you're getting a regular size cock in that mouth. It's no way.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You got to break it at the seams to get it open a little bit.
Rip it open like a Ziploc.
Yeah. She's just kind of leaning back in her locker. Oop. I fucking hated the fashion in the 70s.
Oh, God. It was so bad.
Damn it, did I hate them.
You can't fake it, Jenny. And you can't paint it on.
They like me this way.
They don't even know you.
So it's in the counselor's office. She's putting too much makeup on. And the counselor is talking to her about how it's, you know, the first lie a woman tells a man is the makeup she wears.
The real beauty's inside.
My pussy.
Deep inside yourself.
Deep inside yourself, Jenny.
Deep in your mouth. Deep inside.
Let it out. You don't know what's inside me.
Cocks.
I know you can't buy love with your body.
Well, hey, guys expect it, you know? All of them, they expect it.
And you always do what others expect.
I want them to stick around. What's wrong with that? I hate being alone.
Oh, man. 1979 Marie McCormick, man. Just the idea of her giving pussy away? Oh, forget it.
Just throwing it around.
Buddy, forget it.
So where are your friends now?
I can get them. Any of them, anytime I want.
And what good does it do you? You're still all alone, aren't you? Aren't you, Jenny? Alone and afraid.
Man, that's a fucking tongue-lashing from a counselor. Giving her the business. I think secretly that counselor wants to fuck her.
I think so, yeah.
Take a crack at it. Bull dyke lesbian. Nice wide collar asshole. Oh. Been mistreated. Go to the girls' room. Is she going to make herself throw up to feel better? Oh, she is going to smoke.
Yeah.
Here comes another girl.
Dude, if this were a porno, they'd be fucking already.
She'd already be eating her box. She'd have come in with her mouth watering.
Me. At least Clay thinks so.
Is Clay getting through to you?
I don't know.
You look fine. Really.
This dramatic hair flipped to the mirror in the bathroom.
It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Jenny, we've been friends a long time. We trust each other, don't we?
We scissor to beat the band. Jenny, my clit is screaming right now.
Take it from me.
I'd love to.
Yeah, let's go ahead and let this roll.
All right.
You're all right.
Hey, you're okay.
Hey, you're okay.
I scored some tickets for the concert Thursday night.
You going with Rob?
Gonna ask him.
You really like him, don't you?
Wow, this is every frame of this is overdubbed.
Oh, it's
Holy
terrible.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
And he likes you too?
I hope so.
Check that out.
Uh-oh. Oh, there's a couple of guys.
Fuck the shit out of that.
Fucking.
You got fucking Juan Epstein and fucking.
Dear Mr. Carter.
It's all right, Mr. Carter. I got a note.
Please let Epstein fuck this trash whore during school hours.
Signed, Epstein's mother.
Epstein's mother. God, I hated the fucking 70s. What a disaster.
It really was
just a
shit
fucking
era,
disaster.
Man.
But like, you know, like this guy here is like, hey, I know that girl fucks. You know, it's...
For sure, huh?
Hey, Rob!
Oh. Hey, Laura.
Sorry, Laura, I'd like to talk to you a little bit longer, but I have to go to my screen test for The Greatest American Hero.
So fucking accurate. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Young William Catt.
That tight fucking afro.
But it
man,
is the
that,
tightest.
That white tight afro, man, was such a shitty fucking look. God
white people
damn.
Have never been more mediocre than the 1970s,
oh,
man.
Oh, I know.
I can't believe it myself.
Sit down, Whitey.
Suddenly I'm on top of the world. All right, we got it. Greatest American hero. Believe it or not.
Hey, Jenny, looking good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Rob. See who's playing the Civic Thursday?
So Maureen McCormick's got that tiny little bird mouth, and her friend looks like you could drive a fucking, you know, couple of fucking Ron Jeremy's dicks up in that thing.
Funny, she's got a big mouth. But look, I mean, you know, Jenny is really needing it. She's...
Yeah. I was just going to give old Jenny here a first big break. Can you make it?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
I don't know. My friend Manface here was hoping to take you.
Have you met Mr. Ed yet?
Dan, my recommendation would be to wax that mustache before you fucking go on a date. It's nothing worse than blowing a guy who's complaining about stubble on his balls.
Like to introduce you to Camilla Bowles.
Pick you up at 6.
Oh.
Well, I guess I can struggle free.
Oh.
Struggle too much.
Jenny betrayed her friend.
Right in front of her, too.
Right
that's
in front of her. That's
shitty,
fucking,
man.
Yeah. I know this girl. This girl that...
Yeah?
Yeah. I know her.
What a cunt.
Yeah.
Might reconsider.
Ooh. Yeah. Uh-oh. He's going to go home right now and put on his dad's high karate.
Jenny turns back to her friend, and her friend has the nerve to look surprised. She looks like a fucking caricature of a fucking character from Fat Albert and the fucking...
She is going to grow up to be a softball coach, man. You can tell by the look on her face.
That's so funny.
And drive a Subaru.
Lesbian volleyball coach, beat it. Fucking, that guy was never going to fuck you. Oh, she is betrayed. Yeah, buddy. She is angry.
Yeah.
That
Scott
guy
Baio.
Like...
No, that's, he was kind of big in this kind of shit in those days. The hell's that dude's name?
I don't know, but they shot this in a fucking penitentiary. This fucking school. Holy shit.
Laura? Laura, please. You know I've been going with Rob. He asked me. I didn't ask him.
You didn't have to say yes. I thought we were friends.
We are.
Laura, you don't understand. I fuck boys to feel content. I fuck boys to feel relevant. You don't understand.
Look, it's only a concert.
And you're going to make beautiful music together.
Ooh. It's only a concert, a blowjob.
Her friend. See, but Laura knows that Jenny's going to fuck this boy. That's what. Now, listen. If it ends up that they're in the backseat of a car and she's mounting them and trying to take off some clothes, I might have to come on this desk. I'm just letting you know right now.
So,
Ron,
who's
you
want to
get
be?
The mop
Brent,
and
the
fucking bucket ready over there, please?
You call them Ron? Is that what you just said?
Oh, I did. Jesus, I'm so sorry, Doug.
It's only his 18th year
Boy.
With us. Holy shit.
You know what? Listen, that's how little I think of that motherfucker, okay?
Who, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, Doug, whatever the fuck his name is.
Doug, what do you think about that? Shut the fuck up, Doug.
Receiver in the league. My man can fly.
Uh-oh.
You said it. All
Whoa.
City this
Whoa.
Year, all state next.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so now they're flashed to a boy's locker room. Black guy gets out of the shower. I'm surprised he didn't trip over his own cock. He's got a towel around him.
This looks like the beginning of Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, it does. It really does, actually.
Definitely pro-material.
Come on, you guys think Bradley Webster can really fill Rob's shoes?
Are you kidding? I'm irreplaceable.
We gotta decide. I say Brad for captain next year.
Yeah,
shut
sure,
up.
Why not? Hey, I know the guy can play football. I'm saying it takes more than touchdowns, you know what I mean?
Yeah, really.
So what do we do
Where
about
do they
it?
Get these future fucking stars of Hollywood from? Jesus Christ.
Look, Brad's the best. No one can touch him. What do you say, Rob?
Jeff, if we had the money, we'd make one of these. And just be like, have it be, they flash over, they're like, I don't know. Pussy's pretty good, guys. Is it really? Yeah. I don't know. I'm a queer bait. I just like being around guys so I can see what they look like nude.
All right.
Whip it out. Jesus Christ.
So Jenny's back in her locker. She's looking in the mirror. She sees the boy walk by. And she takes the same. She goes to the back of the locker. And she just watches him walk by. He won't pay any attention to her because he's the one teenage boy. He's half a fag. And he won't stick his cock in her because, you know. But he's pre-AIDS and right in the middle of birth control. You got to go for this.
Yeah.
You got to take this shot.
Boy, yeah. This is.
There's no excuse not to fuck this girl.
Right on the fucking edge of the AIDS epidemic, isn't it?
She's so serious. Look at her little fucking bird mouth. Oh, it would be an effort, but I would absolutely stuff both my balls in her mouth. And I'm talking down to the root. I'm not talking about just like, you know, the bottom side. I'm talking about the whole gimmick.
Dude, at our age, that's a fucking mouthful right there.
Get a three-step stepladder to drop them in there, but I'd get it done. Jenny, I regret to inform you that 85% of my bulge is my balls. But we're going to make this work, kid, me and you.
No, hang on a second. I got to go get a stepladder.
Hang on. I got one in the garage. Just stay here on your knees. You're young. You'll be all right.
What?
They're staring at each other through the down the hallway.
He's kind of dreamy, you know. I mean,
he's a fruit. He should have already had his fucking cock in her mouth. This faggot. And he's walking away.
You know, you're hardly ever seen with a girl. I'll bet she doesn't even show at the festival. Hey, Webster, got a date for the festival?
I don't know. I haven't given it much thought.
What about Jenny? You like her? Well, you do, don't you?
I thought she was your girl.
You can have her.
I did. After me.
Oh. Classic football team is.
Jenny likes the football team. Yeah.
Come on, you guys in the field.
Yeah. I can't wait for this guy, this half a fag, to have a conscience. This is the one teenage boy that's like, wow, she fucks, huh? I can't do it.
Now that I know this knowledge, I just can't do it.
Nope.
Dude, buddy, I'd be fucking picking up the phone right now.
Yeah. Hi, Jenny? Yes.
Jenny, I hear you fuck.
I hear you like to fuck. You have any plans Friday night? Well, yes, I'm going to a concert to fuck this boy, but afterwards I can fuck you. Oh, well,
listen,
good.
I can pencil you in for a 9:30 blowjob. Will that work?
Yes, that's fine. I'll see you then.
I can't figure it out. Touchdown, 6 points, field goal, 3.
Thanks for breaking it down, Einstein.
I got to tell you, the sound for this.
Lombardi.
You got a seam here and a seam here, and the pussy is here.
You got speed, you got great hands.
Ooh.
I mean, you know football, and you got all the moves.
How about
ask him out.
How about a hand job?
Score we go to you. Figure what? They say you're still a Bradley. You gotta go for it.
Are you a virgin?
You're talking football with girls. It's all the same ball game. Look, a winner puts points on the board. Easy as that, huh? Yeah, it's easy as that.
Points on the board and come on the back. There you go. Jeff Durant's philosophy.
It's a bulletproof philosophy, buddy. That philosophy is undefeated.
Lots of girls that are six times as easy as that.
This guy is angry that his teammate's not fucking girls.
What's the dude's name in fucking, Boogie Nights? Not Diggler, but his buddy.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. That's who he looks like.
Want me to set it up?
Fuck kind of fruity pass was that, you fag?
So now they go out to the football field and these two queens are throwing a ball back. And it's wounded duck after wounded duck, these throws.
I guess so.
Come on, decide.
Well, it's just that it doesn't seem like...
A leader's got to know what he wants. Be ready to take it. He's got to be a man.
Well, yeah.
Come on, what are you talking about?
You could be captain next year.
Dude, he likes dick. Do you not get
this?
Trying
to tell me something?
Okay, here it is straight.
Uh-oh.
You've got all it takes, man. But you never get any. That's kind of strange.
This was an after-school special.
Something like that. Yeah, I was... Well, you're a fine football player. What's going to keep you from getting to the top is you're not fucking girls. No, I think those are two separate things.
What's keeping you from scoring the big one is your love for the dick.
I'm Muslim. I got a goat at the house. Oh, well, that solves everything.
Unnatural. Some guys call it queer.
Uh-oh. Oh. Are you a queer?
A queer? You queer boy?
Yeah, well, who said that? Who said I was queer? Just some guys. Not many.
The guys that sucked your cock that time.
Guys with some funny smelling breath, well, I must
I'll
say.
I'll tell you, it was a...
Very fishy.
Very fucking salty breath they had.
Only enough for you to lose, Captain. Have you set that up. I'll be there.
Oh, fuck
so
that
So you
bitch.
Add Rob to your list. Don't you see what you're doing?
You're my friend. Be nice.
I'm trying to be your friend, but are you mine? Have you ever really looked at yourself?
Oh, God, have you? You fucking horse face fucking idiot. Jesus.
Put a bridle on that girl's mouth and let's take her for a ride. Let's
fucking give her a sugar cube and send her on her way.
If you'd fuck these boys, he would have asked you first. Laura, you mess.
Play you both the same broken record.
Then turn up the volume. Maybe we'll get through.
This Whoa. Time, it's different.
Brilliant writing in this, I must say.
This time, it's different.
It'll never be different.
Laura, it will be different this time.
It'll be different this time because I'm going to take it in the ass.
Rob really does like me.
Well, she's driving a Volkswagen.
Course.
Bug. God, I hope it fucking Grace Kelly's off a cliffside in this next scene. Oh, I hate
she
her.
She hits a curb and it explodes.
I fucking hate her.
Oh, wait, that was the gremlin.
I know that he likes me. I know it. He does.
Might as well just start calling Jenny.
Boy, she is a fucking beast of a fucking broad, man. God damn.
Man, I want to get her fucking cheeks and cheeks and jawline waxed. Ooh-wee.
Wow.
Now we're going to the second act, I think. That took a long time to get there.
Yeah, it really did.
Uh-oh. Comes a van down the road. Oh,
Made
boy.
Made love in my Chevy van and it's all
Hey, you want to fuck in the back, pig?
Manson family van.
Uh-oh.
Is that the reefer? That's the reefer.
Two kids in this van. The boy's driving.
Fucking
they're smoking
high
a joint.
A kite. Yeah.
Uh-oh. They're parking somewhere.
Come on, just get crazy. That's the best way.
Yeah. Hey, where'd they go?
Right down there.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. She's a fox.
But who is she? What do you care? Just do it. Take charge.
Drinking beers.
Drinking? Boy. I don't know where we learned it from. Huh.
So these four queers are sitting in a Jeep.
Drinking
back
beer.
Behind, drinking beers, sitting back behind, watching this van. I don't understand.
Drinking beer, smoking weed.
Drinking beer, smoking weed. Is this Jenny?
It is Jenny.
Oh, it is Jenny. She likes to smoke weed and fuck.
That girl.
I love Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Jenny likes to party.
I'm really happy that we went together.
Hey, that's why I asked you.
Oh, buddy, I'm fucking... Yeah! Almost got some blood flowing to my fucking cock here.
Okay, she's primed.
She's primed? Jesus. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for you, Tiger.
Well, they're putting the old switcheroo on her, huh?
She's all yours.
I'd like to tell you about a movie called Revenge of the Nerds. Now,
yeah.
Put this mask on and in the back of the van.
Like that little fucking... Seen an animal, Animal House. Devil and angel on the douche.
Oh, yeah.
Fucker brains out.
This guy's got a sleeveless vest and a popped collar. I fucking hate him. No wonder he's not fucking any girls.
Oh, yeah.
I love that this guy fucks and blows a load in this girl and then just turns his buddy loose on her. In my most depraved, I never turn a girl loose on a buddy of mine.
No.
He's getting into the back of the van.
Jenny?
What are you doing here?
I'm here to fuck
you.
Tell
me it was you.
Sloppy seconds.
I didn't know. Rob said you're ready.
Oh.
They say you're always ready.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Where's Rob? Would you please tell me what's going on?
Uh-oh,
we're
going
to get down. You and me right here.
Uh-oh.
Just the way you like it.
He's going to rape her.
Come on, that's what they expect.
Who the hell is they?
Uh-oh.
Get out of here. Rob's coming back in a minute.
Rob's waiting for me.
What did you say?
He's waiting for me.
You mean he's out there and he's waiting for you? What do you think I am?
By the way, who edited this? Who edited this? Freddy Krueger with his fucking knife hand? Holy shit. This is poorly edited.
And she was a hoo-ha, Tony. A hoo-ha.
That's what they think that counts. You see, they have doubts about me.
Uh-oh.
Because,
I fucking love the barking Simpsons dog in the background.
Because I'm a virgin.
Oh, boy.
You see, I could be captain next year, but the captain's got to be some kind of a stud, you know?
Uh-oh.
And what does that make me?
Uh-oh.
I think we've established this, Jimmy. The town doorknob.
At least you're not a virgin.
Get out of here. Just go away.
But they're waiting.
That's your problem.
Jenny, not yet. They'll
start
know.
Start calling her Denver Mattress.
Jenny, here's $100. Does this change your mind? It's a lot of money in 1979.
Oh.
They don't know anything, and neither do you.
Jenny, please. Just a little while. I won't try anything. Please.
Please.
It's not fair.
Yeah, well. You fucked the whole football team itself. Shit. Not unreasonable, just rape her. I've had it.
I guess they are.
Boy, she is legit crying, though.
Oh, look, Jenny, this dick isn't
going to
suck
taking
himself.
Him so long?
He's just teaching old Jen some new tricks.
Well, Jenny wrote the book.
Again, this guy fucked this girl 5 minutes ago.
This guy's got a serial killer look on his
he
face.
He really
like,
does.
Jesus
He's hurt
Christ.
Animals for fun. I fucking hate him. Holy shit.
Thanks, Jenny.
Forget it.
I mean, thanks for making
it's nothing. Forget it.
Ooh.
Hey, there he is.
All right, get it out. Let me smell it. I need proof.
Oh, God damn.
Gotta give it the old sniff test.
Smell my elbow. Jenny's gonna have to have a talk with herself about
it. Yeah, she needs some help.
Yeah.
Well,
what's the news?
What's the details?
Did you wear your shoes?
Come on!
Did you wear your shoes?
All right.
That's great. That's
it's time to examine your fucking self there, Jen.
Now I can be captain of the football team.
Oh, boy.
They treat me like I'm a football. Like just some thing that they can play with or kick around.
You fucked every guy on the team, honey.
You mean whore?
You fucked every fucking guy on the team. What do you want it to be?
I just want the guys to like me, you know? Be nice to me.
Well, they like you.
I think they do, Jenny. Different, I think they do.
Different from respect, though.
I'm nice to them, but they never are to me. Why aren't they nice to me?
She's got a green shirt on with purple fucking pants.
That's right.
Boy, the 70s were
1979.
A fucking disaster.
Fucking adult granimals.
Tell me why they're not nice to you.
Hey, you're the counselor.
Yes, but you have the answer. Now look inside yourself.
You're the whore.
Yeah, you're the whore. You tell me.
It's ugly inside me.
Do you really believe that?
Well, it is now.
Have you tried trimming it? Try trimming it back a little bit, or
listen. It's ugly inside of you. You got a whole fucking Brady Bunch swimming up in there. Get it?
It does. She's right. All they want is sex.
Sure, we all want it. You said so yourself. Sex feels good.
Oh.
It's more than just that, Jenny.
That's the way I do it. It doesn't.
But have you ever been out with a black guy, Jenny?
He'll stand outside the fucking van and throw it at you. And then you do stuff with it and throw it back when you're done.
Sex is communication. It's a way to say something. Something important.
I don't even know what I want to say yet.
Then why say anything?
It feels good,
you
know?
Like jumping off tall buildings. You're flying free and easy.
This counselor's a fucking square.
Fucking
God damn.
Till you land.
Fucking hippie nonsense. You need Jesus, Jenny, is what you need.
Where do I start?
Have you considered masturbation, Jenny? Here's a two-cycle fucking... you pull this cord and then put this on your clit for a couple of minutes.
Battery-operated hadn't been invented yet.
I guarantee you'll feel better.
Everything was still two-stroke. Get it?
two strokes done.
Start with yourself.
I don't want to know me. Nobody else does either.
Why should they? Why should they like you when you don't even like yourself?
That's easy for you to say. Look, you've got it so together. You look terrific.
You think I'm so together? Well, I wasn't always. I put myself together. I was too tall. I was gawky. I was a tomboy. I wasn't half as pretty as you are. And I made mistakes.
Black? Oh, wait a minute.
You got that going against me in 79.
Lots of them. I made the same mistakes you made. But I learned.
Ooh. Yeah, you
and
did.
Inside, I always knew I was special. I had to fight for it. But I always knew. Well, you're special, too. You, me, all of us.
You really believe that?
Jenny, sex is almost the center of life. Mm. It touches everything. It goes to the core.
The inside it does.
You're used to black dick touching everything.
Yeah, touching
Look,
everything.
She's fucking a mediocre white football
she's
team here, okay?
Fucking white boys. You got to relax on that a little bit. I used to be like you. I had a fucking black boy from across the room. It's different from white boys, I'm telling you.
No wonder it's so rotten.
Or it's beautiful. It's what you make of it. Your choice.
I'm want it to be beautiful.
Well, then let it be the reflection of the beauty in you. Get to know yourself.
What a fucking...
Start loving yourself. You can't give yourself until you have a self to give. Because that's what...
Love yourself.
What sex helps you to say. It says here.
Another couple minutes of this, I won't be able to come to this video tonight.
I love you.
You are too, aren't you?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 100% going to jerk off to this fucking horror character she's playing right now. I'm going to fucking...
I love you completely. And I trust you.
Boom. Yeah, eat her boom. Box. Boom. Boom. Taste that trucker cum.
Share myself with you.
Oh, see?
I want to be one with you and only you forever.
Right. What a fucking boner killer this chick
you
is.
You like it to wear white?
If you want to.
No, don't wear white. You fucking whore.
No one would want the real me.
How do you know? What are you so afraid of?
I'm racist. So you just... swastika tattoo on my fucking forearm?
I don't know.
I have a death's head tattoo underneath my tit.
You have what?
Death's head tattoo.
Then let's take a look.
Oh, boy. Jenny's really reflecting on her fucking decisions. She's walking alone in a park. Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I should have. God damn it. Why didn't I?
Yeah. See, I should have raped that girl.
This is 1979. I'd have gotten away with it.
This is the boy from the... This is the boy from the football team. Jenny is walking behind the bleacher. She's crestfallen, this girl. She's made some mistakes.
Crestfallen?
Be considered a shower, Jenny.
You know that that's some haunted pussy.
Oh, boy.
Jenny's got haunted pussy.
It's a lot of talk about sex, but no talk about those fucking babies swimming around
exactly.
in there.
Exactly.
Jenny, have you considered an iron... fucking... Sorry, I lost it. That's all, folks. 8 hours of rape. Oh, she is lost in thought. Oh, boy.
Deep fucking contemplation. Why am I such a hooah?
Well, now if you made this movie today, she'd go home and grab her phone and jill off for fucking 3 hours.
I've been made blue. Ugh. Remember that back before you had a fucking phone in your hand and you had to just wander around and like think about and contemplate shit with your own fucking thoughts in your head?
I was never smart enough to do that. Now she's fantasizing about the football guy from the football team that she didn't fuck, I guess. She wants a real relationship with him. Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, she is reflecting on her bad decisions. Oh, boy.
Jenny?
Just sneak up on someone.
I came to apologize.
Zip.
Hey, fucking Night Stalker killer. Quit sneaking up on people, you fucking asshole.
That guy's name.
Richard Ramirez.
Richard Ramirez.
Hey.
Hey, Rich.
Hey.
He's up.
Hey, Ted Bundy, relax over there, all right? You're sneaking up on girls in the fucking park. What's the matter with you?
Leave me alone.
Beat it, you shrimp dick faggot.
But I want to be with you.
Yeah, like last night.
I'm sorry. That never should have happened.
Nice
honest,
socks,
I didn't
you
know
fruitcake.
It really,
God damn.
Me,
boy,
I fucking hated
what
the
was
70s.
Wrong with the 70s? Everything was a bad decision.
Well, you know.
Everything.
He's long since passed, but P.J. O'Rourke, the comedy writer, called the 60s a decade without quality control. And I've always kind of, you know, I love that. So much I've always kind of adapted and used it, you know, and other things.
Yeah.
But I tell you, fashion-wise, the 70s.
Oh, man.
He still got his fucking football stuff on from the waist down, though, I think is what it is. He's got his football pants on. Wow.
It was you.
Jenny. I like you, Jenny.
Do you know what I've done?
I know what they say
you've
done.
I like you, Jenny.
Fuck, I went straight to Forrest Gump, too. I know what they say you've done, you whore, trash bag.
Well, a lot of it's true. I let it happen.
Not last night. You were high in everything and you still wouldn't go along.
We were just both in the same...
You've turned a leaf, Jenny. You've turned a leaf. It's a pot leaf, but it's a leaf nonetheless, and you've turned it.
Turn the other leaf.
Both, that's all. We were both used.
Hey,
wait, we missed something important.
We
right
fucking
there.
Trampled over it with our own gimmick. Hang on here, let's go back.
Gotta give Ramirez time to sneak up again.
He really is creeping up on her. Jenny, get into this.
Oh, she's just fucking crest. What'd you say? Crestfallen.
Crestfallen.
Downtrodden.
Jenny, get into this 55-gallon drum real quick, would you? Hi, it's me, Jeffrey Dahmer. I'd like to tell you.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
has,
you did it.
She has crushed.
You sucked all that dick. Here he is.
I came to apologize.
Leave me
for not
alone.
Fucking me?
I came and apologized.
But I want to be with you.
Yeah, like last night.
I'm sorry. That never should have happened. But honest, I didn't know it was you.
She's got just enough tit to bounce when she wants.
Uh-huh.
That's lovely.
Jenny, I like you, Jenny.
Do you know what I've done?
I know what they say you've done.
Well, a lot of it's true. I let it happen.
Not last night. You were high in everything and you still wouldn't go along.
We were just both in the same boat, that's all. We were both used.
Okay, well.
You were nice to me, kind, as if my feelings were important to you.
What?
So I figured all along.
Boy, he is when a did... fucking galloping faggot.
When did
Jesus
this happen?
Christ.
She
wow.
Buddy, she belongs to the streets. You can't save this girl.
She belongs to the streets and you belong to the fucking fruits, pal.
It really is.
Wow.
I hate him. Jenny, listen, I want to be with you. But first, it's like the skunk.
Maybe you're just looking for someone to be nice to you. I hated myself last night.
You want to be captain, don't you?
Look it, we're both playing their game.
I want to be captain.
Captain!
Makes you feel...
crummy. Really crummy.
No, Jenny. Don't.
What, your crusty old cunt is really crummy?
Really.
Why is he massaging her fucking cheeks? This guy stinks.
I'm not blind, you know. I can see.
I like you. I really do.
What?
I like you too, Jenny.
Would you stop trying to make me feel special?
Yeah, exactly.
But you are special to me.
You are so beautiful.
Especially bitchy. Especially horny. You're special.
Just are.
Oh, fucking raccoon eyes. What are we doing here?
He is going to murder somebody before he graduates
fucking,
high school. Jesus.
I am telling you.
Man, has he got the murder eyes. Wow.
I mean, I have eyes like that, but I'm fucking 50. I haven't slept since fucking, 2007.
What did you tell those guys last night?
Fucked your brains out.
Honestly.
Well, I told them I pulled out way too soon, and it was 7 minutes of tedious fondling before I could drop a batch on your fucking stomach. Oh, boy.
Jenny. I want to be captain.
Of your heart.
And I want you to be my Tamil. And we'll have muskrat love.
I'm sorry, but...
Hey, there's Jenny! Jenny!
Hey, there's the trollop.
Here comes the fucking whore bag. Hey, here comes old cum sponge Jenny.
Talk about my ex-wife that way.
Ooh. Ooh. That was an unfortunate development. Here comes Jenny. She's coming out of the... They surely filmed this in a prison complex, but she comes walking
they really
out
did.
Of the prison, and all the football players are happy to see Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
You never let us down, do you? No, you ought to consider joining the football team. They could probably use you.
I think they have.
Gee whiz.
Don't worry about it. Not too many girls would do it, but then again, that makes you unique, doesn't it? You were great.
Oh, here comes.
Hey, Jenny. Well, how you doing, sport? You earned your letter.
Oh, gee whiz.
These guys are fucking assholes.
This is going to be a fucking... this is... She's going to open fire on a group of kids.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be the first school shooting, I think.
Shut up!
Uh-oh.
I didn't score with Jenny.
Uh-oh.
Didn't make it to first base. Didn't even strike out. Jenny wouldn't play ball.
Because I like dick.
I would say that you struck out there, but I don't think you know anything about baseball. Frankly, if I were you, I'd kind of...
Well, that's it. You lose, Webster. No pansy for captain.
Oh, look at that hard nip on Marine McCormick.
Where?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hang on.
What? You earned your letter.
You earned your letter. Jesus.
I didn't score with Jenny. Didn't make it to first base. Didn't even.
Ooh, yeah, hang on.
Strike out. Jenny wouldn't play ball.
She played with mine.
Well, that's it. You lose, Webster. No pansy for captain.
Oh, yeah, there it is, buddy.
Yeah.
Right there. Look at that bad boy. That is poking out. She's so excited to be respected, she doesn't know how to fucking behave, this animal. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Fruitcake.
Faggot.
Now listen. All of you, listen to me.
Uh-oh.
You pretend that you're men, but you're all scared to death.
Jesus Christ, she's wearing clogs. Oh, my God. What the whoa was going on with the fashion choices? Listen, you and I grew up. We were little kids in that era. You've seen the pictures of us and what our parents dressed us in. It was a goddamn disaster from head to toe, no matter what the age was. What was going on? Did they just go to the store and blindly grab shit off the fucking rack? What the fuck?
Listen, Jenny.
God.
I'm not going to take back talk from anyone who's going to go to Scandinavia after this. Beat it with your fucking wooden clogs.
You tulip trollop.
You fucking beat it. Fucking Oktoberfest, kick rocks.
Something's rotten in Denmark.
It's a fish smell.
Brad's the only man here. He's the only one who's got nothing to prove. He wasn't honest. We lied and we used each other. And I was down there with you. I was down there with all of you. You showed me just how low I could go. Not anymore.
Yeah, that's it.
Not only this, but I hate that Jenny's friend Laura is now standing there with the guy that fucked Jenny after the concert. Like, it is this girl's standards are also through the fucking floor.
Anymore.
Oh, there's horse face.
She really is a fucking Danzig-looking bitch.
Gene Simmons-looking fucking broad. God of Thunder!
Mother! Tell your boyfriend not to walk my way.
I ain't sucking any of your dicks anymore.
That's right.
Why don't you be Captain Kevin? Knock yourself out.
What a fucking queen. Jenny, wait.
Jenny,
wait.
Jenny.
He runs, he fucking, well, yeah, it's going to have the same result. She's going to fuck him, go be hippie, then die from AIDS.
You're very beautiful.
Shut up. Now she's buying it because she's fucking easy. Jesus Christ, this guy's just playing the long con is all it is. I fucking hate it. Oh, Jenny, let's walk off together. With these long skirts, I wish she dressed like a whore. That would help me on the believability angle of this.
Well, in the 70s, that could have been dressing like a whore for all we know.
That's totally fair.
Fucking 8 and 7 when this came out.
Oh, God, that fucking sucked. Oh, yeah. That little fucking pigeon mouth. Oh, man. That is a tiniest mouth. Ah, yes. Well, that was sucked a lot.
Yeah, that was,
terrible.
Those after school specials are fucking something else, man. Yowzers.
Yowzers, those motherfuckers. Well, that was terrible. But I'm glad we watched it. We learned a lot about why girls make bad choices and something, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, boy. Mm. Boys expect it, so she just fucking did it.
Yeah. Man. All it takes is a can of Budweiser and a joint.
It really was, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And a concert.
And a concert that, and a van. You got to have a creeper van.
That cost $3, the concert, because it was 1979. You ever see those old concert tickets?
They went to see Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Yes, she was only 16, and she fucked my cock off. Good gracious. Well, that was
terrible. Don't bring her into this.
Who, fuck your cock off? Yeah, I've not seen her since season two, before season two, man.
I think she got deported. She got iced.
Jenny has difficulty liking herself. She can feel good about herself only when she is turning on boys. Boy.
Yeah, she turned on them all right.
Don't turn your back to me, Jenny. I like you're going to bend over the waist.
Don't turn your back on me. It's going right between your eyes.
Stick the flat part of your tongue on this crease, Jenny. I told her the crease.
Go for the crease. Go for the crease, Iserman.
Go for the crease, Iserman. Oh, shit. Fucking hell. What time is it? Can we go home yet?
It
fuck this dumb show.
5:43?
Yeah, well, we sat around here and fiddle-fucked around for a good 50 minutes before we got started.
Didn't we? Yikes.
All right, fuck it. We're going home then in that case.
But, again, better people for that 20-minute after-school special from 1979.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had to rethink a lot of choices I've made in these 55 years.
Yeah, I would like to know if Jenny's dad's in the picture, because a lot of times, you know.
What was his name? Brad? Who? The cuck she was fucking gonna. Are they still together, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. You got a factory job.
We should write part two of this.
You got a factory job out of high school and fucking punched her in the mouth in 82. She fucking took their two kids and her three and went back to mom's.
He lives in a fucking Winnebago down on the beach.
Yeah, he does.
Writes political songs.
fucking
Bobby Darin.
Tries to solve mysteries. He stinks.
Punched her in the mouth and ate.
Calls himself a private detective. He fucking stinks.
He's a private dick, all right.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, boy. Well, that was fun.
Well, we had fun again this week.
Always
didn't we?
Have fun.
Our poor audience, but gee whiz.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think they're here anymore.
It's totally fair, buddy. Totally fair. In that case, we'll try it again. And I'm going. It's 5:15, and it's 6:15, and I'm going home. And we'll try it again next week, though, still, for some fucking reason, on TGO Radio.